上我们提到以撒这个家庭。
In the morning, we talked about Isaac's family.
以撒在腓力士地啊，他大大蒙神祝福他。
Isaac was greatly blessed by God in the land of the Philistines.
啊，因为神应许他，你不要下埃及去，我祝福你。
Because the Lord told him that if you do not go down to Egypt, I will bless you.
结果真的，以撒他那一年得了百倍的收成。
And so truly, Isaac was able to reap 100-fold that year.
啊，以撒就为神筑坛献祭。
And Isaac pitched a tent.
筑坛献祭。
Pitched an altar and sacrificed to the Lord.
啊，他也在神所祝福他的地方来支搭帐篷。
And he also pitched a tent in the place where God blessed him with.
他的仆人也在那个地方挖到了水井。
And his servants also dug a well.
啊，这是我们非常羡慕的一种人生的生活的内容跟生活的方向。
This is the content and direction of life that we really admire.
在我们的生活当中，我们必须要有信仰，我们必须要有家庭，我们必须要有事业。
In our lives, we have to have our faith, our family, and also our careers.
啊，这是一种平衡、充实的生活。
And this is a balanced and fulfilled life.
所以，以撒这个家庭应该是蒙福的，应该是快乐幸福的。
And so the family of Isaac is one that is blessed and one that is happy.
但是在我们的人生里头，好的事情如果稍不留意啊，它就扭曲了。
But sometimes in life, if we do not mind the good things, sometimes it'll go awry.
结果我们就发现，在以撒他们晚年的时候，家庭起了风波。
So we can see that in the latter days of Isaac, his family has some tumultuous times.
啊，一个事情的发生不是单一的原因，有很多的原因。
Usually when something happens, it's not due to only one reason alone, but it's composed of different reasons.
啊，所以也常常让事情发生了之后要来处理就变得非常的复杂，非常的困难。
So sometimes after the problem has happened, it becomes very difficult to solve it.
啊，所以重要的还是所谓的要预防在先，这个更重要。
And so it is better to prevent to begin with.
啊，治疗总是来得更加的困难。
Because curing it will be more difficult.
我们早上在查考当中，我们发现说，原来在他们的信心里头也隐含着一些的怀疑。
In our study this morning, we realized that they actually have some doubt in their faith.
啊，也因为他们的怀疑，所以在生活当中，他们有了不诚实的事情。
And so it was due to this doubt that they had some dishonest things happen in their lives.
哦，这做丈夫要去做的事情，没有跟太太来讲，其实这就是一种对太太的不诚实。
And for a husband to do something without telling the wife, this is dishonest on the part of the husband.
啊，这太太背着丈夫来做一些丈夫不知道的事情，这更是不诚实。
And as a wife doing something behind the husband's back is also dishonest toward the husband.
啊，当然，儿女背着父母亲来做一些事情，这也是不诚实。
Of course, as children doing things behind their parents' back is also a dishonest thing.
而这不诚实的背后，其实一个很大的原因就是每一个人的自私。
But the reason behind all their dishonesties is the selfishness inside their hearts.
啊，以撒因为他爱他的长子以扫。
Because Isaac loved his firstborn Esau.
啊，他看到他小儿子只是躲在帐篷里头，怎么能够成为一个强盛的这个族长。
He saw that his younger son only stayed in his tent. How could he become a mighty person?
哦，以人的眼光来看，再怎么看也应该是以扫他才有资格当族长。
Using the eye of a man, only Esau is fit to be the tribal leader.
哦，所以以他的私心，他虽然知道神已经说过将来大的服侍小的，但是他偏偏要把祝福来给这个长子。
And so even though he knew that the younger will rule over the greater, using his selfish heart, he wanted to bless Esau.
看起来利百加他好像非常的明白神的旨意。
It seems as if Rebecca knew the will of God very well.
其实说穿了，他也是出于私心，因为他爱雅各。
But honestly, she also loved Jacob out of her selfish heart.
哦，所以他这个怀疑，就是说不能够完全的相信 神对她说的话。
And so she could not fully believe the words that God has spoken to her.
哦，因为这个丈夫以撒已经要祝福了。
Because her husband was about to give his blessing.
哦，所以人真的很复杂，人真的有时候人的心思很复杂。
So
信心里头会有怀疑。
So sometimes the mind of a man is very complex. Sometimes in their faith, there is also doubt.
哦，因为利百加其实她也是真的相信丈夫的祝福啊，在神的潜能里头就是有功效。
Because she, Rebecca believed that Isaac's blessing will carry its powers under God's promise.
哦，但也因为但是这个信里这个这种相信里头，她又有怀疑，所以她想要去阻挡。
But because in her faith, she also has doubt, so she wants to prevent the matter from happening.
所以这一节课，我想跟大家来谈一下啊，我们人性的另外一个弱点，就是人的自私。
And so in this class, I would like to talk about another human weakness, which is a man's selfish heart.
在生活当中，没有一个不自私的人。
In life, there is no one that is unselfish.
啊，这一种人性的倾向也给我们的生活里头带来很多伤害，很多的问题。
And this human tendency brings a lot of hurt and a lot of problems into life.
请我们一起看创世纪三十一章。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 31.
创世纪三十一章二十节。
Genesis chapter 21, 31 verse 20.
雅各背着亚兰人拉班偷走了，偷走了，并不告诉他。
Verse 20, and Jacob stole away, unknown to Laban, to the Syrian, in that he did not tell him that he intended to flee.
雅各在舅舅跟舅舅在一起，跟舅舅拉班在一起，大约二十年，他要离开舅舅。
And Jacob was with his uncle Laban for nearly 20 years, and now he wants to leave his uncle.
这里说他是用暗暗的不让舅舅知道偷走了。
And here it says that he stole away, meaning without the knowledge of his uncle.
二十一节，就带着所有的逃跑，他起身过大河，面向基列山行去。
Verse 21, so he fled with all that he had. He arose and crossed the river and headed toward the mountains of Gilead.
从这样的描述，我们就看到说这个雅各跟他的舅舅啊，这当中有问题。
And so from this description, we realize that there is a problem between Jacob and his uncle.
他必须要用这个逃走的。
He had to flee away.
二十二节，到第三日，有人告诉拉班，雅各逃跑了。
Verse 22, and Laban was told on the third day that Jacob had fled.
二十三节。拉班带领他的众兄弟去追赶，追了七日，在基列山就追上了。
Verse 23, then he took his brethren with him and pursued him for 7 days' journey, and he overtook him in the mountains of Gilead.
我们可以感觉到这两个人当中非常的紧张。
So you could feel that there is a sense of panic or urgency between these two men.
Tension. 夜间，神到亚兰人拉班那里。在梦中对他说：“你要小心，不可以雅各说好说歹。”
Verse 24, but God had come to Laban the Syrian in a dream by night and said to him, "Be careful that you speak to Jacob neither good nor bad."
结果拉班得到神一个很严重的、很严厉的警告。
And so Laban was warned by God.
神对他说：“你不能够对他说好说歹。”
God told him, "Speak neither good nor bad to Jacob."
这样的警告是非常的。非常的严厉的。
And so this is a severe warning.
通常我们是警告人家说，你不可以对他讲不好的话，或者不可以伤害他。
Usually we'll advise someone to not speak badly toward somebody or to hurt somebody.
你如果对他好，那当然可以。
And of course they could be good to another person.
但是这里神对拉班说，你不可以对他说好说坏，你连好话你都不能跟他讲。
Here God says that to speak neither good nor bad, meaning you can't even speak good words to Jacob.
为什么神对拉班这个人是这么的严厉，这么的愤怒？
And so why was God so severe upon Laban?
原来就是拉班他的这种自私啊，让神这么的对他这么的严厉。
It was because of Laban's selfishness that made God so severe upon him.
所以让我们看到自私的事情是存在人类生活当中的每一个时代、每一个层面里头。
And so we see that selfishness exists in every generation, in every part of human life.
哦，甚至存在于这个家庭里头。
Even exists in the family.
哦，有时候家庭也因为人的自私而来破坏了家庭的和谐。
And sometimes families are broken because of selfishness.
我们来看看拉班他这种自私的事实。
So let us see Laban's selfishness.
请看创世纪三十章二十七节。
Listen to Genesis chapter 30 verse 27.
二十七节，拉班说：“你为什么暗暗地逃跑、偷着走，并不告诉我，叫我可以欢乐、唱歌、击鼓、弹琴地送你回去。”
Verse 27. Why did you flee away secretly and steal away from me and not tell me? For I might have sent you away with joy and songs, with timbrels and harp.
啊，对不起哈，三十章二十七节，二十七节。拉班对他说，我若在你眼前蒙恩，请你怎与我同住，因为我已经算定主赐福于我是为你的缘故。
Excuse me, it's actually chapter 30 verse 27. And Laban said to him, please stay, if I have found favor in your eyes, for I have learned by experience that the Lord has blessed me for your sake.
这里拉班邀请雅各跟他住在一起。
Here Laban invited Jacob to stay with him.
因为当时雅各他这个离开家庭，他没有地方可去。
Because at that time Jacob had left his home and he had nowhere else to go.
拉班的这个邀请应该是让人感到非常的温暖的。
And so Laban's invitation is makes us feel really warm inside.
但从他的描述里头，我们已经可以感受到这个拉班的那一种自私的心。
But from what he says, we can also detect the selfishness in Laban's heart.
他说：“因为你跟我同在啊。”所以神会祝福我。
He said, "Because you have been with me, that is why God blessed me."
其实这也是一个事实。
And this is also true.
如果是我们的话，我想我们也应该很喜欢雅各留在我们家里。
If it were us, we would also like Jacob to live with us.
但是他的动机已经是偏向于说，因为你可以给我带来利益，所以我收留你。
But Laban's motive is already tended toward receiving benefits. That's why he wanted Jacob to live with him.
以后的岁月里头，他真的把雅各当成他的摇钱树。
And in the times that Jacob stayed with him, he really treated Jacob as a source of benefits.
所以他处处的想要操纵、控制着雅各。
And so he devised all ways to control Jacob.
当一个人想要操纵控制另外一个人的时候，这当中就会有很多的这一种伤害。
So when a person wants to have control over someone else, it involves a hurt inside.
结果拉班就用很刻薄的这种态度啊，来对待雅各。
And so Laban had a very treated Jacob very harshly.
他没有好好的爱雅各，他是反而是处处的对雅各很刻薄。
Instead of loving Jacob, he was very harsh towards Jacob.
请我们看三十一章的三十八节。
Let us turn to chapter 31:38.
雅各跟拉班在一起约有二十年。
Jacob was with Laban for 20 years.
三十八节，雅各在描写他那二十年他过着怎样的日子。
In verse 38, Jacob described what those 20 years were like.
我在你家里这二十年，你的母绵羊、母山羊没有掉过胎，你群中的公羊我没有吃过。
These 20 years I have been with you, your ewes and your female goats have not miscarried their young, and I have not eaten the rams of your flock.
不因为拉班是自己的舅舅，他就做事情很随便。
And he didn't treat matters very lightly just because Laban is his uncle.
他工作非常的认真尽责任。
He worked diligently and fulfilled his responsibilities.
三十九节，被野兽撕裂的我没有带来给你，是我自己赔上。无论是白日是黑夜，被偷去的你都向我索要。
Verse 39, that which was torn by beasts, I did not bring to you. I bore the loss of it. You required it from my hand, whether stolen by day or stolen by night.
这个老板对雅各的要求真的很严格。
And so the boss had great expectations from Jacob.
那这个老板是自己的舅舅。
And his boss was his own uncle.
哦，如果是你的话，你心里会不会很伤心呢
？So if it were you, would you feel sorrowful inside?
哦，如果别人欺负我们啊，或许我们还可以忍受。欺负我们的是我们的亲人。
If someone else who's unrelated takes advantage of you, you can probably bear it, but this time it was from a relative.
四十节，我白日受尽干热，黑夜受尽寒霜，不得合眼睡着，我常常是这样。
Verse 40, there I was, in the day the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from my eyes.
啊，这是很辛苦的生活。
So he lived a very hard life.
这不是一天两天一年两年，这是二十年。
And he didn't do this just for one or two days or one or two years. He went on for 20 years.
四十一节，我这二十年在你家里为你这为你的两个女儿服侍你十四年，为你的羊群服侍你六年，你又十次改我的工价。
41. Thus I have been in your house 20 years. I served you 14 years for your two daughters and 6 years for your flock, and you have changed my wages 10 times.
拉班竟然是这样的一个人啊。
So this is the manner of man that Laban was.
他对自己的侄儿竟然是这么的没有公义。
And he was so unjust to his own nephew.
42节，若不是我父亲以撒所敬畏的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神与我同在，你如今必打发我空手而去。神看见我的苦情和我的劳碌，就在昨夜责备你。
42. Unless the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac have been with me, surely now you would have sent me away empty-handed. God has seen my affliction and the labor of my hands and rebuked you last night.
真的，如果不是神的保守啊，或许我们今天的生活会比现在更苦。
So truly, if it weren't for God's preservation, perhaps we will live more difficultly now than we should have.
啊，或许我们已经觉得我现在生活蛮苦的。
Maybe you already feel that life is hard.
但是你要知道，如果不是神，你可能更加苦。
But you have to know that if it weren't for God, perhaps life is harder.
这里雅各他说，如果不是神，我一定会空手回去。
Verse 42, Jacob says, if it weren't for God, then I would have gone empty-handed.
自私真的让一个人变得很邪恶。
Selfishness can make a person very wicked.
哦，自私真的是会让神非常的愤怒。
Selfishness can also make a person very angry.
哦，任何好的事情在这个自私的人的手里一定会扭曲了。
Anything good in the eyes of one who is selfish can be turned to be crooked.
请我们再参考创世纪二十九章。
There is also reference Genesis chapter 29.
创世纪二十九章十八节。
Genesis 29 verse 18.
雅各爱拉结，就说：“我愿为你小女儿拉结服侍你七年。”拉班说：“我把她给你，胜似给别人，你与我同住吧。”
Verse 18, now Jacob loved Rachel, so he said, I will serve you 7 years for Rachel, your younger daughter. 19. And Laban said, it is better that I give her to you than I should give her to another man. Stay with me.
这拉班说，我能够把女儿嫁给雅各，这是再好也没有的事情。
And so Laban says, it is the best that I can give my daughter to Jacob.
雅各是一个很勤劳的人，一个很尽责任的人，能够把女儿嫁给这样的人，那当然是非常好。
So Jacob is a very diligent and a very responsible man. It is good to marry a daughter to such a man.
如果我们在座有女儿的，我想如果有这样的女婿啊，我们也很愿意把女儿嫁给这样的人。
So we who have daughters, if we can have such a daughter and have such a son-in-law, then we would be very happy.
这本来是一件好事，美事。
And so originally, this was a very beautiful thing.
但是在拉班的手里，这个这么美的事情也被他扭，因为他的自私扭曲了。
But such a beautiful things in Laban's hand become thwarted.
我们请再看二十七节。
Let us continue to read verse 27.
你为这个满了七日，我就把那个也给你，你再为我服侍七年。
Fulfill her week, and we will give you this one also for the service which you will serve me, still another 7 years.
在美事的背后，终于看到一个自私的人，他的心是多么的丑。
So behind the beautiful matter, we could see how ugly it is in the hands of someone who is selfish.
说穿了，他不是真的为了女儿的幸福。
So plainly speaking, he wasn't looking out for the best interest of his daughter.
他只是为了自己的自私的利益。
He was looking to be benefited.
他把他的女儿当成是一种条件的交换，一种价码。
He used his daughter as a mode of negotiation.
哦，本来女儿是应该很感谢这个爸爸将她许配给一个这么好的青年。
Originally, the daughter should be grateful that the father married her with such a great youth.
但是女儿如果知道真相，会很伤心的。爸爸把我当成是交换的条件。
But if the daughter knew the truth, then she would be very sad that she only became a mode of exchange.
曾经有一个人，他各方面的条件都非常的好。
There was once a person who was qualified in every way.
但是他老是觉得不快乐。
But he always felt unhappy.
在他的城里头有一个人人都认为是有智慧的人，所以他去找那个有智慧的人。
And so there was a town where there is a person that everybody thought was wise, so he sought out this wise man.
他请教这个人说，为什么我总是不快乐？
So he asked this wise person, why is it that I am always unhappy?
啊，人人都说我应该是一个幸福快乐的人，但是我不快乐。
Everyone says that I should feel blessed and happy, but yet I don't feel happy.
请你指点我，让我能够快乐。
Can you tell me so that I could be happier?
啊，这个人就带他到一个窗户旁边。
And so this wise man brought this man to a window.
啊，说你往窗外看，你看到什么？
So he asked the man, look outside the window, what do you see?
哦，他就说了，其中包括我看到有好多的人在那边走过来走过去。
So this man says, I see many people walking here and there.
这个智慧的人又带他进了一个房间，有一面镜子，一面大镜子。
And so this wise man brought this man to a room with a great mirror.
啊，让他站在镜子前面说，现在你看到什么？
He put him in front of the mirror and says, what do you see now?
他说，我看到我自己。
And this man says, I see myself.
啊，这个智慧者就跟他讲，你的问题就在这里。
And so the wise man says, here lies your problem.
那个窗户没有一层水银在，所以你看到外面的人。
Because the window does not have a layer of concrete, you could see the people outside.
这一面镜子有附上一层水银，所以你只看到你自己。
And so because this mirror, between it stands a layer of concrete, so you can only see yourself.
所以你的问题其实就是这一层薄薄的这一层啊，这一层水银。
And so your problem lies in this thin slab of concrete.
那这个就是在讲，当一个人自私的时候，他只会看到自己。
So this means that when a person is selfish, he can only see himself.
啊，那只看到自己的人，他永远不会快乐。
And so a person who only sees himself can never be happy.
我们一个基督徒，我们应该是比别人能够更在生活当中更不自私才对。
So as Christians, we should be more unselfish than other people.
为什么人要自私？
So why are people selfish?
啊，因为人要为自己。
Because they're thinking for themselves.
啊，今天我们知道有神可以依靠。
So today we know that we have a God to rely on.
哦，所以我们常常不用为了自己去做什么太多的争取。
And so we do not need to strive for ourselves.
就连我们的祷告也是这样子。
And even in our prayers, it is the same.
主耶稣在教门徒的祷告，他这样说。
When Jesus taught the disciples how to pray, he said,
说在你们祈求以先，你们的天父已经知道你们的需要。
He says that even before you ask, your heavenly Father knows your needs.
这是多么好的一个对祷告的应许。
So what it is such a beautiful promise in prayer.
在我们祷告以前，主耶稣他已经认识我们，他已经知道我们的需要。
That even before we knelt down to pray, Jesus already knew us and he already knows our needs.
主耶稣的这个教导告诉我们两件事情。
So this teaching of Jesus teaches us two things.
第一啊，我们的祷告啊，都是能够用信心去祷告。
One is that we can pray in by faith.
哦，我们不用去烦恼说，神到底知不知道，神到底有没有听见。
We do not need to worry, does God understand and has he heard our prayers?
我们只要用信心去祷告，因为天父他知道。
We only need to pray by faith because our Heavenly Father already knows.
第二个教导啊，就是我们大可以很放心的用更多的时间去为别人为别人祷告。
And the second teaching is that we can relax and spend more time to pray for others.
哦，主耶稣是很看重祷告的。
Jesus emphasizes prayer.
啊，主耶稣甚至说，我们的肉体软弱啊，我们还是要努力的祷告。
Jesus even said that even if our flesh is weak, we still need to pray.
所以主耶稣的这个祷告的教导绝对不是告诉我们说那我们就不用祷告，因为神已经知道了。
And so Jesus' teaching on prayer is not to say that we do not need to pray because God already knows.
所以自私就是以自己为中心。
And so selfishness means being self-centered.
生活的目的凡事就是为了自己。
That the goal of life is only for the self.
造成自私的原因就是那一层薄薄的玻璃后面的那一层红色的东西，那一层水银。
And so the one that causes the problem is just the layer of wall behind the mirror.
那个是 mercury 啊，水银。
Mercury.
Okay.那对拉班来讲啊，他那一层薄薄的东西就是财富。
But to Laban, that thin layer of mercury is his wealth.
对每一个人来讲，或许不太一样。
And for everyone, it's perhaps different.
但是就是那薄薄的一层，就成为我们是一个自私的人。
But that thin layer makes us a selfish person.
真的，在这个时代里头，人强调自己，强调自我。
And in the world today, everyone is looking out for himself.
我们所看见听见的广告在强调自我。
All the commercials you see is to satisfy the self.
在公司里头强调个人。
In the workplace you emphasize on individualism.
在我们人与人相处当中我们强调自己。
In our interpersonal relationships we also watch out for ourselves.
所以我们说这是一个更容易让人自私的时代。
And so this is a generation that is conducive for selfishness.
我们看这些小孩子、青少年，他们在一起的时候，他们追求什么？
We see what the youth are pursuing after.
这些小孩子，他们在一起生活里头，他要成为他们这一群的中心。
These children, when they're in a group of friends, they want to be the center of that group.
我们看看我们的小孩子在家里。
When we see our children at home,
他有意无意的，他要成为家里头大家关注的中心。
He wants to be the center of attention in the family.
到了成人的世界也是这个样子。
And it is the same in the adult world.
我们的喜好是在所有的一切之先。
That our hobbies are before everything else.
所以不自私成为人生活当中的一个道德的理想。
And so unselfishness becomes an ideal moral standard.
因为在人的生活当中，人也发现了，只要不自私，很多的事情其实就没有了。
Because human beings realize that without selfishness, a lot of problems will solve itself.
但是对人来讲，这只是一个理想，因为人很难去做到不自私。
But for humans, it becomes only an ideal case because it is too difficult to not be selfish.
但是对一个基督徒来讲，我们知道这不但是一个理想，这是神对我们的要求。
But as a Christian, we know that it is not only an ideal, it is a requirement from God.
我们看到神怎么对拉班讲。
We see the words of God to Laban.
他甚至对拉班说，你不可以对雅各讲好讲歹。
He even told Laban to neither speak good nor bad.
所以我们真的要去留意我们生活当中的这一项的软弱。
So we have to mind this weakness of life.
或许我们的自私是很浅的，很少的。
Perhaps we only are a little bit selfish.
但是我们知道，这个小的过患，你不去留意它，它会变大。
But we know that if we don't mind the small transgressions, it will grow to be big.
这个拉班或许他一开始只是想占一点小便宜。
Perhaps Laban only wanted to gain a small amount of benefit in the beginning.
但是我们却发现他到后来他是怎样的以不好的手段在对待 这个雅各。
But later on, we see that he used bad means to treat Jacob.
这是可能他一开始他没有想到说他会变成是这么的邪恶的一个人。
Perhaps in the beginning, he did not realize the type of person he would come out to be at the end.
所以我们要及早去发现我们的软弱，及早的去对付。
So we have to detect our weaknesses earlier and to cure it early on.
在我们的十诫里头，后面六诫我们知道是人与人之间的这种关系。
We know that the last six commandments and the ten commandments are regarding a man to man.
那这其中有一个其中的一个原则啊，也就是不自私。
And one of the principles is not to be selfish.
你如果自私了、啊。你就会有贪。
Because if you're selfish, then you will become greedy.
你如果我们如果自私啊，不是我们的，我们想要占为己有。
So if we're selfish, we want to take what does not belong to us.
当我们想要占为自己有的时候，这很多的错误就在里头产生了。
So in order to take things to become our own, we will commit many faults in the process.
当我们只是为了自己的利益的时候，我们很容易的就会去伤害到别人。
So when we're only striving for our own benefits, it's easy for us to hurt others in the path.
所以这个十诫后面六诫的一个基本的精神也是告诉我们不要自私。
So the spirit of the last six commandments of the ten commandments is to advise us not to be selfish.
我们请看腓立比书第二章。
Let us turn to Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章第三节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 3.
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑。个人看自己，看别人比自己强。
Verse 3, let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself.
这里也是提到，人自私了，就会想要得到不实在的荣耀。
So here says that when a person is selfish, he will want to achieve an ambition.
第四节，个人不要单顾自己，也要顾别人的事。
Verse 4, let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others.
一个自私的人，他不会看到别人，他只看到自己。
A selfish person will not watch out for others' interests, only for his own.
如果这是我们基督徒的生活，那么这是神所不喜悦的生活。
If this is what our life is like, then this is not one that is pleasing to God.
神要我们不单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
God wants us not to only watch out for our own interests, but for others.
当你看不到别人，你怎么会去顾念别人的事
if you cannot see others, how can you look out for their own interests?
人的自私让自己的眼睛好像瞎了，没有看到别人。
The selfishness in the person can blind his eyes.
所以我们要很真实的来面对人性的这一个弱点。
So we have to honestly face this weakness of human nature.
我们要提醒自己，神要我们不自私。
We have to remind ourselves that God does not want us to be selfish.
神不要我们自私哈。请看哥林多前书第十章。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书十章二十四节。
First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 14.
24节。
Verse 24.
无论何人，不要求自己的益处，乃要求别人的益处。
24. Let no one seek his own, but each one the other's well-being.
这保罗他更进一步的，甚至啊，我们牺牲自己的益处啊，去成就别人的益处。
And Paul here took it one step further that he's willing to sacrifice his own interests for others.
因为主耶稣他已经为我们这样子做了。
Because this is an example left for us by Jesus.
我们实在没有什么值得主耶稣这样来为我们牺牲。
Because we have nothing worthy of Jesus' sacrifice.
只因为神的怜悯，主耶稣为我们牺牲了。
It was all only due to Jesus' compassion that he sacrificed himself for us.
所有我们周遭的人也是神所要怜悯的人。
And so the people around us are also those that God had mercy on.
所以保罗说啊，我们要努力的只求别人的益处。
And so Paul says we have to strive to seek the interests of others.
那我们也要知道，我们很多时候我们的动机啊，是被自私来操纵。
So sometimes we know that our motives are controlled by our selfishness.
在这样的情况之下，我们的生活就很容易出问题。
And under these circumstances, many problems can arise in our lives.
甚至啊，我们的信仰都会出问题。
And problems can even arise in our faith.
我们就可以去看到说，这个自私真的是对我们的生活，对我们的灵命啊，是一个很大的损伤。
So we can see how detrimental it is, that selfishness has in our life and also in our faith.
我们来看圣经的一个例子。
Let us look at an example in the Bible.
请看列王记上十二章。
Let us turn to 1 Kings chapter 12.
列王记上十二章二十六节。
1 Kings chapter 12 verse 26.
耶罗波安心里说：“恐怕这国仍归大卫家。”
And Jeroboam said in his heart, "Now the kingdom may return to the house of David."
这个耶罗波安他不是犹大支派。
Jeroboam is not from the tribe of Judah.
他不是大卫的子孙。
He is not a descendant of David.
照说他是不可能当国王。
So technically speaking, he shouldn't have the chance to become a king.
但是他现在是北朝以色列国的国王。
But now he is the king of the northern tribe of Israel.
这是神拣选他应许给他当国王。
And this is God's choosing and granting him to become a king.
人很奇怪，当人拥有的时候，人就怕失去他。
And men are strange that when they get something, they're afraid to lose it.
明明就握在手中，却仍然怕失去他。
So even though they have a full grasp of it, they're afraid to lose it.
这也是为什么人会自私。
And this is also another reason why men become selfish.
我们看到耶罗波安，神已经让他当了王。
So we see that God had already allowed Jeroboam to become a king.
不是他自己努力得来的。
He didn't gain the kingdom due to on his own.
是那个最有保证的神所赐给他的。
It was God who gave him this kingdom.
如果是他自己努力得来的，他可能他需要害怕说还会再失去。
So if he got it on his own, maybe he could be afraid that he may lose it someday.
是神赏赐给他的，还有什么比这个更稳当的？
But there is nothing more stable than having something given to you by God.
但是因为他的自私，他还是怕。
But because of his selfishness, he feared.
二十七节，这民若上耶路撒冷去，在神的殿里献祭他们。献祭他们的心必归向他们的主犹大王罗伯安，就把我杀了，仍归犹大王罗伯安。
Verse 27, if these people go up to offer sacrifices in the house of the Lord of Jerusalem, then the heart of this people will turn back to their Lord, Rehoboam, king of Judah, and they will kill me and go back to Rehoboam, king of Judah.
我们看到这个人的自私啊，真的会把事情扭曲了。
So we can see that a person who is selfish can really thwart a matter.
既然百姓拥护他当王，他竟然怀疑百姓。
Even though the people made him king, he doubted the people.
他怀疑他的百姓会背叛他。
He thought that his people would go against him.
他怀疑他的百姓啊，会对他不忠心。
He was fearful that his people would not remain loyal to him.
这个对他的百姓来讲是很大的伤害，很大的冤枉。
So this is a very hurtful and unjust thing towards his people.
自私常常让我们伤害了我们最好的朋友，最爱我们的人。
So sometimes selfishness can cause us to hurt our best friends and those who love us the most.
我们看到这个国王的自私，他是用这样子的来看待那些忠心于他的百姓。
And so we can see that this king used his selfish heart to see his people.
我们再继续看他做了什么事。
Let's continue to see what he does.
耶罗波安王就筹划定妥，铸造了两个金牛犊，对众民说：“以色列人啊，你们上耶路撒冷去，实在是难。这就是领你们出埃及地的神。”
Verse 28. Therefore, the king asked advice, made two calves of gold, and said to the people, "It is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Here are your gods."
他竟然为百姓造金牛犊。
He created two golden calves for the people.
他竟然这个说服百姓不用到耶路撒冷拜神，只要向这金牛犊来朝拜就好。
He actually persuaded his people not to go to Jerusalem to worship God, but to just worship these two golden calves.
他甚至把拜神的事情都扭曲了。
He even thwarted the idea of worshiping God.
他 没有给百姓带来幸福，他把百姓陷入罪里头。
He not only not give his people blessings, he led them into sin.
为了就是满足自己的自私，让自己的王位能够稳固。
All for the sake of satisfying his selfishness in securing his throne.
我们可以看到，真的自私是这么的可怕。
So we can see how terrible selfishness can be.
一个人能够当王，他不是一个普普通通的人。
A king is not just an ordinary person.
但是在自私里头，会让一个人变成愚昧。
But a selfish king can become foolish.
所以我们真的要去对付这个自私的弱点。
And so we really have to defeat our weakness of being selfish.
这是人的生活当中很容易的倾向。
And this is a very easy tendency of life.
所以我们要提醒自己，也要去胜过。
And so we have to remind ourselves and we have to overcome.
尤其我们不要被这个潮流把我们掩盖过去。
And we should not be awash with the trends.
因为世界的潮流就是在强调自己，就是自私。
Because the trend of the world is individualism, which leads to selfishness.
所以求主耶稣帮助我们，让我们能够常常去留意到、注意到别人的需要。
And so, we ask the Lord Jesus to help us to so that we can see others' needs.
让我们是成为一个很慷慨的基督徒。
So that we could be a very good Christian.
不是很自私的独享神的恩惠。
That we are not only selfishly enjoying God's blessings.
这是我们对自己的一个挑战。
And so this is a challenge for ourselves.
请看《使徒行传》第四章。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 4.
使徒行传第四章三十四节、三十五节。
Acts chapter 4 verses 34-35.
内中也没有一个缺乏的，因为人人将田产房屋都卖了，把所卖的价银拿来放在使徒脚前，照个人所需用的分给个人。
34. Nor was anyone among them who lacked, for all who were possessors of lands or houses sold them, and brought the proceeds of the things that were sold, and laid them at the apostles' feet, and they distributed to each as anyone had need.
这是五旬节圣灵 降临之后那个第一个属灵的团体。
This is the first fellowship of after the day of Pentecost.
他们真的是过着一个没有自私的生活。
The people really lived an unselfish life.
我们要紧的不是照着他们所做的这一个方法来做。
And so what is key is not to follow directly what they did here.
因为这样的做法到后来也是没有办法继续下去。
Because their method didn't last.
要紧的是那个精神。
What is important is the spirit.
要紧的是那个生活的原则。
What is important is the way of life.
这里说到说，这个照个人所需用的分给个人。
Here it says they distributed to each as anyone had need.
就是没有私心，是慷慨的。
Which means that they were not selfish, they were generous.
不是只照顾自己，也顾念别人。
They not only took care of themselves, but they minded the affairs of others.
我们在读这一段圣经是很容易就带过去。
And so sometimes when we read the Bible, it's easy to just read through this passage.
其实这对现实的生活来讲，这是一个很大的一个挑战。
But this is a great challenge in our present life.
但是我们如果也能够去做，我们会发现我们的生命是更丰富。
But if we can meet the challenge, then we can see how our lives are more abundant.
这不是一个自私的基督徒所能够去体验、去拥有的。
And this is not something that a selfish Christian can experience or attain.
请看箴言十一章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 11.
箴言十一章二十四节、二十五节。
Proverbs chapter 11 verses 24 and 25.
有施善的却更增添，有吝惜过度的反致穷乏，好施舍的必得丰溢，滋润人心的必得滋润。
24. There is one who scatters yet increases more, and there is one who withholds more than is right, but it leads to poverty. The generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will be watered himself.
这是箴言里头给我们的勉励。
This is an encouragement from the book of Proverbs.
他的精神也是在于不自私，要能够慷慨。
And the spirit is not to be selfish and to be generous.
他的应许就是，当你不自私的时候，你能够生命更丰盛。
And the promise is that when you're unselfish, you will lead a more abundant life.
真的，我们很多的弟兄姐妹能够努力的来过着不自私的生活。神真的照他的应许来实现在他们的生活里头。
Truly, many brothers and sisters strive to lead an unselfish life, and God has fulfilled His promise.
我们有一个弟兄，他曾经在事业上，因为整个大环境的关系，他失败了。
There was once a brother because of, and he failed in his business because of the economy at the time.
靠着信仰的力量，他很勇敢的、很努力的去面对他的失败。
And using his faith, he very bravely faced his failure.
他更加的努力。
He strived even harder.
所以他也立志啊，把他所欠人家的钱一定要还清楚。
And he made a resolve to pay back the money he had borrowed from others.
他更加热心地看重神的道理，神的教训。
And he more fervently looked onto God's words and his teachings.
这样子他努力地奋斗了十年。
And after striving for 10 years.
虽然有一点成就啊，但是还不够理想。
So even though he made some headway, but it wasn't ideal.
说实在的，实在是需要神迹。
What he needed was a miracle.
否则的话，他真的是很难达成他的愿望，至少把欠人家的钱能够还清楚。
Otherwise, it would be very hard for him to reach the goal of paying back the money that he owed.
就在这个第十年，这个发生了两件事情。
So on the 10th year, two things happened.
有一个晚上，有一个弟兄到他家里来找他。
One night, a brother came to his house.
是因为学生这个开学的日子到了。
Because the first day of class for the students is drawing near.
学生开学日子将快要到了，开始要缴学费注册的时候了。
And so because the school was about to start, the tuition is due.
这个弟兄对他说，我实在是手上没有足够的钱来付我的孩子的这一次的学费。
So this brother came to tell him that I really do not have enough money on my hands to pay for my children's tuition.
你能不能够借给我这些钱？
Can you lend me this money?
这位弟兄其实他家里真的也没有这么多钱。
And so even though this brother really don't have much money in his house.
但是他知道这小孩子要缴学费，这是一定要的。
But he knew that he had to pay the children's tuition.
所以呢，他就，这个我们用 A 跟 B 啊，这个 A 弟兄呢，他就去向别人借。
And so brother A borrowed from another person.
来借给这个 B， 说你拿回家去，让孩子缴学费。
So brother A borrowed from someone and gave this money to brother B so that he could pay the tuition.
因为他感受到这个 B 的需要。
Because he can feel the need of brother B.
然后第二件事情发生了。
And then the second thing happened.
他标到一个很大的工程。
He was able to bid a big piece of construction land. Work.
Project.
Project.
但是啊，你必须要先缴出20%的这个工程费的20%能够拿出来，才表示说你真的有能力来做这一项工作。
But you have to take out 20% of the entire cost of the project to express that you can actually take on this project.
他哪里拿那么多钱出来
？So where can he get so much money?
结果这个厂商啊，他真的很喜欢让这个弟兄来做他的工程。
But this the other business really liked for this brother to work on this project.
所以他就先 拿了20%的钱给这个弟兄。
And so they first offered this 20% to the brother.
哦，本来是没有这样的事情的。
So this is atypical.
哦，你都还没有做，人家就先付钱给你。
That somebody will pay you when you haven't done any work yet.
哦，但是呢，就发生在这个弟兄身上。
But yet it happened to this brother.
哦，这个数目跟他向人家借来给 B 弟兄的数目，那真是差太多了。
And this amount that he got, the 20%, is way more than what he had given Brother B.
哦，所以他真的就能够去做这一个、这个、这个、这个工程。
And so he was able to take on this project.
哦，一个很大的工程，所以他真的也真的是神迹啊！他真的把钱欠人家的钱就都还了。
Because this was a big project, it was a miracle because he was able to pay back all the money he had owed.
啊，真当然他自己家庭的他自己的。的这个生活也改善了。
And of course, his living standards also improved.
啊，所以我们不要很在意啊，在这个世界上人眼中所谓的成功。
So let us not emphasize on the accomplishments that other people see.
我们要紧的是在神的眼中成功。
What is important is that we are accomplished in God's eyes.
哦，在神的眼中，我们出于爱心，我们愿意付出，愿意爱神，愿意跟人有好的关系。这就是成功。
That before God, we're willing to offer and help others in need. This is success.
我们要能够不自私，我们要常常对神所给予我们现在的境况，我们感谢，存着感谢的心。
In order to be unselfish, many times we have to be thankful for the circumstance that we're in right now.
我们作为一个基督徒，我们不需要去跟别人的有来做比较。
As a Christian, we do not have to compare with what other people have.
我们感谢神，让我们现在神现在所赐给我们的，我们就感谢他。
We thank God for whatever He has given us right now.
如果我们能够更多的去不自私的去关怀别人的需要
，If we can unselfishly watch out for others' needs，
我们会发现说，其实我们本来有的难处或者问题。不再是困难，不再是问题。
We will see that the problems or difficulties that we ourselves have are no longer problems.
哦，很多时候人的心是比较出来的。
Many times, we compare ourselves with others.
哦，你总是去跟那些别人的拥有来比较，那么你的心永远没有办法快乐起来。
You can never be happy if you keep comparing yourself with other people, what other people have.
哦，但是你发现说，你还能够去帮助别人，你还能够去关怀别人。你怎么能够不高兴呢
？But then, if you find out that you can provide or care for others, then how can you be unhappy?
啊，所以我们认清楚自己的人性的这个自私的弱点。
And so we have to realize this, our weaknesses.
啊，我们承认自私是让我们痛苦的。
We admit that selfishness only brings us pain.
啊，纵然我们要承认这也是一件痛苦的事情。
And so we have to admit that this is a matter of pain.
拉班他不愿意承认他生活当中的自私。
Laban was unwilling to admit his selfishness.
所以这就成为他人生当中一个最大的损失。
And so this became the greatest loss in his life.
虽然承认自己的弱点是一件痛苦的事情。
Even though confessing one's own weakness is very painful.
但是这是我们走在对的道路上面的一个重要的一步。
But this is an important step in a correct path.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们好能够更好。
So that we could be good and be better.